her sister Umm Mu'izz from the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, she asked a question, well, really as a reply to the other question that you answered regarding how to give tarbiyah, how to look after the young ones and bring them to correct. She says, what about the sisters? What about our daughters? Now, she's given some examples. How do we go about educating them? Now, nowadays, there's a big attack on the Muslim women, and it's quite aware. But regarding marriage, love marriage, arranged marriage, how do you go about it, Sheikh? What's the best way?
There is no need to repeat what I said earlier or what we discussed in the program of raising the children in Islam. It treats you to 30 episodes, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But briefly, whenever we are young and recently married, our main goal, I'm talking about most of us, the vast majority, is to have a good career, a good job, to make a good income, to secure the future of ourselves and our children. And that's why many of us would tend to immigrate, not only to a Muslim country, but to a non-Muslim country. While in the process of piling up wealth and accumulating money, we tend to forget the most important task. We claim that we're collecting this and making this wealth for our children to secure their future. The fact of the matter is that what really secures the future is giving them the proper education. I have known many people who were able to pile up millions of dollars, but they lost their children. Because when they go back and remember 20 years of their work, they did not have any time to spend with their kids. Yes, they send them to the best private schools. They studied the Bible as well in private schools. They studied sexual education. The parents were completely heedless. They didn't know what's going on. They think that because I'm paying so much and the payment is increasing, that's a good sign. And as long as my bank account is getting fatter and fatter, that's a good sign. How good is it to have all of this wealth and by the end of your life, you lose your children? Whether the daughter would make the wrong decision and marry on her own, and ignoring even your opinion, would not even consult you, accusing you that you are backward and so on. Or if you made enough but spend a lot of time with your children, the task of bringing up one's children is laid totally on him and his wife, not on a babysitter. It is not merely the responsibility of the school, but it is number one responsibility of the parents. And that's why we have to understand before blaming our children, and I'm sorry to shock many of the viewers with that, many parents would reject this view and would say that, no, we spend our entire life to secure their future. Securing the future is not only by making so much money for them. No. So much money, and you're living abroad, and the kids being raised on their own, with a babysitter, with the family member, they might go astray, get into drugs or gangs because they have the cash and there is no supervision. So we have to keep balance. Either you bring them with you or one of you have to stay with them. And the supervision is not once a year upon visiting or once every while or giving them a phone call. No. The education, brothers and sisters, is a process that takes place, I'm not going to say every day, every single moment. Once your kids see you praying, they would come and copy you at the age of 2, 3. Once your kids see you and your wife sitting and reciting the Quran, automatically they would come and they would join the club.
Mm-hmm.
Once they know that you're fasting and you're not eating, they would compete with you. They would be eating and say that I'm fasting too.
Mm-hmm.
They would be eager to fast, and they would come to the point and say that, Dad, I want to fast. It's too much for you. No, I want to fast like you.
Subhanallah.
Once the daughter sees the mother wearing the proper hijab inside or outside, automatically the mother does not really have to advise or recommend, because this is the family tradition, to be religiously committed. So the vast majority and the general ruling, if the parents are fulfilling their role and doing their job properly, it is very much expected to see the children being brought up rightly. Yes, there are some exceptions, as I said before, that if you did your best and it didn't go as you wish, it is not your responsibility. And I'm not going to skip talking to the youth and say that, all of us went through this, and at some point we thought that our parents do not really make the best decision, and we received better education than they did, and this is the time and the era of technology and advancement, so should be able to make a better decision than theirs. This is not true at all. Not necessarily true. This is not true at all. Experience cannot be gained overnight. You have to go through it. You have to learn from life and from the experience of others. And no one will be more keen and careful to give you guidance and give you the summary, the essence of the experience better than your own parents. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us in the hadith that whoever of girls give herself in marriage without the approval for wali, فَنِكَاحُهَا بَاطِلٌ. There is no such wedding. This wedding is invalid. And whatever relationship is going to take place afterward, according to the opinion of the vast majority of the jurists, is zina. There is no such marriage. Because the wali, if he is religiously committed, if he would help his daughter to make up the decision based on what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided us. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If somebody comes asking for my daughter's hand, whom I trust his religious commitment, and I believe that he is an honest person, and he's making a good living, he does not have to be an MD or an engineer. He does not have to carry a citizenship of a European country. If he is a good person, then I must facilitate this process as long as my daughter or the girl who is under my guardianship approves that as well, to keep the equation balanced. But if I object while the daughter is happy with it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you don't do, there will be a corruption. فَسَادٌ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيدٌ. There will be a fitna and a great corruption on earth, which is taking place. Many parents rejected many good youth who came to their daughters. And they kept rejecting. When the girls reach the age of 34 and 35, now they come to us and say, Sheikh, would you please help me out to find a good person for my daughter? It doesn't matter, any kind of job, I'm willing to assist them financially. Because he feels that it's kind of late now, it's too late now. So why don't you make this decision from before? Why do you deprive your daughter from having children since 15 years ago? Because of your own selfishness. Because you want somebody who's already wealthy, have a citizenship of this country, has this degree, and Mr. Wright would not show up until you finally decide any person would come, the first comer, I would agree. So whenever there is a problem, a social problem, it does not arise simply because the children are at fault alone or the parents are at fault alone. It is a combination of factors. Everybody has to play the part. And there comes the role of the entire state, which should help the parents and facilitate the process of educating the children properly and raising them in good schools and teaching them the Quran and the Sunnah. I was just sitting with a young kid from one of the Arabic countries yesterday, and I normally begin by asking, after I ask about the name and so on, how much have you memorized of the Quran? What do you study at school? So he said literally that we do not take any deen. It's not important. We do not study any religion because it's insignificant. When the child at the age of 10 realizes that religion is insignificant, and that's why even though there is a class which is called religion, that nobody pays attention to it, neither the teachers nor the headmaster, nobody would pay attention to it, what would you expect from the child? Of course, he would treat it likewise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all guidance and show us the best way to follow.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.